information to living things, it has now become apparent that many distinct information revolutions have occurred in the history of life. Not revolutions of human discovery or invention, but revolutions involving dramatic increases in the information present within the living world itself. Scientists now know that building a living organism requires information, and building a fundamentally new form of life from a simpler form of life requires an immense amount of new information. Thus, wherever the fossil record testifies to the origin of a completely new form of animal life, a pulse of biological innovation, it also testifies to a significant increase in the information content of the biosphere. In 2009, I wrote a book called Signature in the Cell about the first information revolution in the history of life, the one that occurred with the origin of the first life on Earth. My book described how discoveries in molecular biology during the 1950s and 1960s established that DNA contains information in digital form, with its four chemical subunits, called nucleotide bases, functioning like letters in a written language or symbols in a computer code. And molecular biology also revealed that cells employ a complex information processing system to access and express the information stored in DNA, as they use that information to build the proteins and protein machines that they need to stay alive. Scientists attempting to explain the origin of life must explain how both information-rich molecules and the cell's information processing system arose. The type of information present in living cells, that is, specified information in which the sequence of characters matters to the function of the sequence as a whole, has generated an acute mystery. No undirected physical or chemical process has demonstrated the capacity to produce specified information starting from purely physical or chemical precursors. For this reason, chemical evolutionary theories have failed to solve the mystery of the origin of first life, a claim that few mainstream evolutionary theorists now dispute. In Signature in the Cell, I not only reported the well-known impasse in origin of life studies, I also made an affirmative case for the theory of intelligent design. Although we don't know of a material cause that generates functioning digital code from physical or chemical precursors, we do know, based upon our uniform and repeated experience, of one type of cause that has demonstrated the power to produce this type of information. That cause is intelligence, or mind. As information theorist Henry Quastler observed, the creation of information is habitually associated with conscious activity. Whenever we find functional information, whether embedded in a radio signal, carved in a stone monument, etched on a magnetic disc, or produced by an origin of life scientist attempting to engineer a self-replicating molecule, and we trace that information back to its ultimate source, invariably we come to a mind, not merely a material process. For this reason, the discovery of digital information in even the simplest living cells indicates the prior activity of a designing intelligence at work in the origin of the first life. My book proved controversial, but in an unexpected way. Though I clearly stated that I was writing about the origin of the first life and about theories of chemical evolution that attempt to explain it from simpler pre-existing chemicals, many critics responded as if I had written another book altogether. Indeed, few attempted to refute my book's actual thesis that intelligent design provides the best explanation for the origin of the information necessary to produce the first life. Instead, most criticized the book as if it had presented a critique of the standard neo-Darwinian theories of biological evolution, theories that attempt to account for the origin of new forms of life from simpler pre-existing forms of life. Thus, to refute my claim that no chemical evolutionary processes had demonstrated the power to explain the ultimate origin of information in the DNA, or RNA, necessary to produce life from simpler pre-existing chemicals in the first place, many critics cited processes at work in already living organisms. In particular, the process of natural selection acting on random mutations in already existing sections of information-rich DNA. In other words, these critics cited an undirected process that acts on pre-existent information-rich DNA to refute my argument about the failure of undirected material processes to produce information in DNA in the first place. For example, the eminent evolutionary biologist Francisco Ayala attempted to refute Signature by arguing that evidence from the DNA of humans and lower primates showed that the genomes of these organisms